Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And this week we have something that's really special because we're down here in Shreveport, Louisiana, and actually at the Sportsman's Paradise. If anyone says it's not, they are liars.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And I got two guys that are going to tell you the reason why, because there's so much to do and there's so much. It's just amazing. And of course, we're going to talk fishing, but you guys are going to talk about a lot of the other stuff that you can do down here, and that's what it's all about. So we have Eric and Kelly here, and so they're going to help us. Kelly, you're first. Shoot it off and let us know what's happening down here.
Well, first of all, we're so glad that y'all are here, and I think there's over 120 vendors here at the Crappie Expo today, and everybody started arriving earlier in the week. And, of course, they're kicking off their third day of fishing on the Red River, and I think it's down to 25 now, so I think we started just over 100 teams, and so – yeah, it's been a, you know, when you're doing a world-class fishing tournament like this, you know, you don't want to make it too easy. And so they've been catching a lot of crappie, but they've been having to work at it, but they're still having a good time. And those that are still in the 25 are loving the Red River and what it's producing and keeping them in for the fight today to get $100,000. And then I guess the other 24 teams will split the other $150,000. So it's just so
– big payout.
Big payout.
Big payout. The largest payout in crappie tournaments. So.
Well, even when you compare it with FLW or Bass or Major League Fishing, it's right up there. And right. So it's amazing Wally Marshall's really vision and investment to do what he's done like this in 3 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's grown. So that takes us to the end over here. We don't want to leave you out.
No problem. I'm Eric. I'm the marketing director with the Red River Waterway Commission. So we are a political subdivision of the state that works on navigation and recreation. So we have 20 recreation areas up and down the Red River. We work on keeping the oxbows open for dredging so fishermen can get out there.
Yeah.
20 multi-million dollar boat launches, great access to the Red River, all the way from the Arkansas border to where it meets up to the Atchafalaya, Mississippi. So 7 parishes, and we love to partner with the Sports Commission, all our CVBs up and down the state to bring great events like this. This is something that, Wally had talked at the opening kickoff. Wally and I met back in Houston at the Bassmaster Classic so many years ago. This was an idea. And we've met up in Hot Springs at FLW and then for the Crappie Expo. And I said, this is something we need to, I talk to people around here who doesn't like to eat crappie. So we've hosted world-class events, that we've hosted the Bassmaster Classic. We've hosted the Forestwood Cup. We've had we typically have 3-4 national championships a year on the Red River. So everyone knows the Red River. It's a destination that every fisherman knows if they're going to be fishing for a big tournament, they're going to come here at some point in their career. So we're excited to have the crappie guys here. Hope to get them back. Wally's put something on great, and our commission is just thrilled to have everyone here and benefiting Shreveport and coming to our town, spending their money.
Isn't that exciting? We're going to come back to you in a second. I got a question for you. But so you're bringing the people in, and there's so much to do. When it comes to fishing, you have more than just crappie fishing, but you also have kayak fishing in this area is popular too, right?
Yeah, the KBF and Chad and Christy Hoover really found a niche with crappie fish or with kayak bass fishing.
Uh-huh.
And so in a couple weeks, we'll be hosting the KBF, and we hosted back in 2019. I think they had around 380 boats.
Wow.
In 2 weeks, they'll have over 700 kayaks from all over the country coming in. There will be a kayak expo, and so it's really amazing how everybody's capitalizing on the great fishing industry. I know Eric will be having the catfish national championships in November.
November.
So again, the Red River is a phenomenal fishery for not only bass but crappie, catfish, and events like this really provide the opportunity to really get national promotion out there about just what they have. Last year, we hosted the Bow Fishing Nationals, so we had a lot of air boats on the river, having fun with some of our trash fish and drum and carp. And so, working with this guy right here allows us to go after world-class fishing events that provide the exposure that really the Red River and the Shreveport-Bossier and the Northwest Louisiana region deserve in the Sportsman's Paradise.
So you had talked about launch ramps. And so the launch ramp, they're going out of the Red River area. That is one. How many more would you say are on the waterway as you go down? Do you know how many?
Well, Red River South is actually a private marina.
Uh-huh.
That was built with a design, though, for That was built specifically for the Bassmaster Classic.
I see.
For that type of facility to be able to handle that. So, you know, when we go out and we talk to these organizations, Kelly and I, whether it's TBF, whether it's FLW, they know we can handle as many boats as they bring. So we've got, we have two others right here in Shreveport Bossier City on either side of the river.
What's the name of them?
That is the Stoner Boat Launch and the Teague Parkway. So we have these 19 multi-million dollar boat launches up and down the river in each pool. So we've got five lock and dams, which you go in, you know, full recreational access to go in there, pull the cord, the lock masters will get you through. So, you know, depending on the pool, you have a different type of fish. You know, the southern pools, you still have all the bass and all that, but you got some huge catfish down there as you get to the deeper lakes and the deeper pools. So, you know, there's not something that you have to go more than 30 minutes to pretty much find a launch on the Red River.
I gotcha. And a cost associated. So if you go there to put in, is there a launch fee there or what?
Just the
what
gas
can they expect?
To get you there.
Oh,
all
really?
All of our launches are free.
Actually,
all public boat launches are absolutely free up and down the Red River that we've created. So those are, and you can find all of these. We have a mobile app now, the Red River Waterway.
Right.
You go to the Apple Store or the Google Store, you'll find the Red River Waterway app, and it's got pin drops on all our recreation areas that you can get turn-by-turn directions. Because, you know, fishermen know that most of these boat launches aren't mailboxes or it's hard to find. You know where they're at. But so I spent a lot of time working with Google and everybody else trying to get the addresses right so we can get that turn-by-turn direction because, you know, they're most of the time they're not in a neighborhood to find them there. But so we're excited about that app, and it has all our river charts.
Yeah, it's just going to open. You opened that can of worm on app. So now I was going to ask you, what else is that app?
So on that app, it has all our river levels. It has if the rec areas are open. So you can go there, see what the river level's at.
Okay.
It has all the phone numbers to the lock and dams, the sheriff's departments, if you have any issues. But what else was I going to say? Oh, it has the navigation chart for the whole river.
Oh, really?
PDF file on there with photo and PDF. So you can go, if you want to go look through the nav chart, and you can say, yeah, I'm at mile mark 223. Let me go see what's around here and go see what that was originally, and then check your Navionics or whatever program you're using. And it's a river, though. It's not. It changes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've had, since I've been with the commission, we've had a couple historic floods. And that's what's kind of – I look at it from a competitive – I was a, you know, baseball player. But from the competitive standpoint, you look at these tournaments of – you know, how fair, how equal it is, even with people that have lived in this area, the river's changed. So after a big flood event, areas that were 12-foot deep may only be 3-foot deep in some of those backwaters. So you lose a lot of that local knowledge, but it's great for a tournament environment. We had the Bass Federation National Championship.
Right.
Guy from New York, you know, people talk about, you know, you come to Louisiana, you have stumps, you have all these things that they may not have at some of their lakes up there. And he's like, the guy who won, he was going, I was really nervous about coming to the Red River because I've heard about all these stumps. He goes, this is one of the best places I've ever fished. Now, he won a lot of money, so it makes it a lot better.
But,
you know,
lots better.
It's just, it's a great thing. You know, we've got so many great fishing opportunities in northwest Louisiana. And they all fish a little different. You've got some of the bayous and some of the Toledo Bend. And, you know, the river, you're probably not going to go catch you a 15-pound bass that you might get at Toledo Bend, but you could sit out there and catch you a whole bucket full of fish to go home and eat.
Right.
And so, you know, I like to catch. I'm not a big fisherman. I like to catch.
Right. So, I gotcha.
I don't like fishing. I like catching. So bringing them in the boat is what's fun, and I think that's what's great about the Red is you can go find a place that you're by yourself and enjoying the peace and tranquility of being on the river.
There you go. So opportunities, as you go, they have opportunities. If they wanted to come and look on the internet, would they find some stuff that you have that they'd be able to use?
Yeah, Eric's got some great resources specifically on the Red River, and then the Tourist Bureau and Sports Commission has a website, shreveportbossier.org.
Okay.
And it's a great website. So, you know, how to get here. Of course, we're one of our biggest asset, besides having the Red River run through the Shreveport Bossier cities.
Okay.
And then really, fish is great all the way down the Mississippi River, which I guess the Red River empties into just south of Alexandria, about 2.5 hours south.
Down at Red River Landing, yeah.
But again, there's a lot of launch points from that end. And like Eric said, we have a diversity of other bodies of water. Like the KBF tournament coming in, they'll be utilizing not only the Red River, but Caddo and Bistineau. And So again, it's just great fisheries. And what a lot of folks like to do is start out on the Red River.
Right.
But again, you can fish several different styles of fishing within 45 minutes of each other.
And Caddo is a great place to fish. I'd expect that maybe that kayak tournament would be one off that back in there. That's a good area to fish.
Yeah, and you never know, you know, fishing on the river from the spring to the fall.
Right.
You know, a lot of times in the fall, you know, the deeper water helps out. And again, like Eric said, you get a lot of volume of fish on the Red River.
Right.
And but yeah, Caddo and some of the other lakes have heavier fish a lot of times, but the Red River hasn't got as much pressure as in the past. And I like to go out and fish on a body of water that doesn't get the pressure that others get. They haven't seen that lure in front of them so many times. But I think the neat thing about our area is a lot of the great fisheries, there's nothing else to do around there. And so the neat thing with Shreveport-Bossier is we've got, we're a top tourist destination as well.
Right.
And so you've got casinos. In fact, we were talking about sports betting earlier. I think it's going to open up physically inside the Horseshoe Casino, I think around October the 15th.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm not a big sports bettor, but, you know, we try to provide something for everybody's interest. You've got your Louisiana, so you got great nightlife.
Uh-huh.
You got great music. You got incredible food. You know, I'm from Texas originally.
No, they got the greatest food.
Let's
interrupt this.
Yeah, see, since I saw you on Monday, Brad, you...
Yeah, I gained a couple pounds. They actually had the best food ever. I once went on a fam trip, and we went across the state, and from one section to the other section, it was like a pound every so many miles is when you went. But fantastic, fresh.
When I came to Louisiana, I was 140 pounds. They may not see me on the podcast, but I'm a tad. BMI is a tad high, according to the AMA.
If an angler comes down, guy comes down, and his family, what's your favorite place to eat? What's your favorite place to eat? We'll let you go first.
Yeah, you know, there's over 300 restaurants just in this area, and Eric's in a smaller community. I say little, it's growing, but Natchitoches, Louisiana, don't ask me how to spell it. But there's great food. You know, a lot of times folks are coming to Louisiana, so they're looking for Cajun food.
Okay.
So Natchitoches is known for the meat pie.
Yep.
Around here, we've got restaurants like Bojack's, depending on the time of the year. If you're coming to fish the spring spawn, you're right in the middle of the crawfish season.
Oh.
So really, November through about May, of course, the crawfish start eating their weight. And so, you know, my favorite time to get crawfish is around April. So normally you can come in April. Fish, you know, maybe late spawn, depending on the weather, but then you can go get you 10 pounds of crawfish, couple cold ones.
Yeah, a lot of the restaurants have it. Like what you're saying is there's fresh, they're going to have like a special or something like that. So people coming in will know that that's what's happening.
You know, starting with Lent to basically to Memorial Day, if you want to eat crawfish every day, you can.
Yeah.
And you can eat all you want.
All you can handle.
Yeah, in fact, a former lieutenant governor used to say, you know, in Louisiana, anything that crawls, slithers, or flies, we put it in a big gumbo pot, and then we name a festival after it. So we've got all kinds of fun festivals around the area, from Mudbug Madness, which is Memorial Weekend, to we've got a couple big festivals going on this weekend, the Red River Revel, which, again, depending on the time of the year, you can normally between somewhere in northwest Louisiana find some kind of festival. And what I love about the festivals is it really allows visitors to really catch a different part of our culture or a different part of our food or music. And so when I moved to Louisiana 20 years ago, I just absolutely fell in love with it. Wouldn't change where I live for anywhere in the world.
So let's talk a little bit about lodging, because the guys that are coming down and they're watching this or listening to it, they want to know about lodging. Is it angler friendly? You know, what can they kind of expect from, you know, like one section going down, how's that working? Do they have a lot of parking that's perfect and things like that?
Do you want to talk about, I'll let you do Shreveport-Bossier.
Red River South Marina, where they're launching this week, has 33 cabins and then a few mobile homes. They've also got some RV sites.
Okay.
So, again, you can launch and stay. It's about 15 minutes south of the downtown Shreveport-Bossier area.
Okay.
Again, if you're bringing your wife or your girlfriend or your family and you're wanting to hit the water all day long, but you're wanting to, if the family's not wanting to be on the water all day long,
right,
they can take the truck keys and head to town. And there's a lot of family,
okay,
Shreveport Aquarium, and you got Cyport, you got tons of shopping. So we always say, right, you know, make sure you don't have a big limit on your credit card before you get here.
Right.
So again, we feel like it's just something that you can really enjoy, the whole family can enjoy.
Right.
Well, and our office is based in Natchitoches. That's where I live, which is an hour right south. So, you know, for those listening out there, it's a great place for fishermen. If their wife comes along and doesn't want to get in the boat with her, it's the home of Steel Magnolias.
Right.
It's where they filmed the movie. It's the oldest permanent settlement in the Louisiana Purchase. So down there, we've got a huge tourism economy, lots of hotels. The Waterway Commission actually has a 59-spot RV park in Natchitoches right on one of our boat launches. So it's in a pecan orchard, spread out spots. I would say anybody go to the website, grandacorrvpark.com. You can see the sites. You can see the reviews. You know, this day and age, people complain about their mama's cooking on the internet.
Right.
In 4 years, there's not a negative review of this park. People rave about the park, of how spread out it is, how well designed, full hookups, concrete pads, fiber optic Wi-Fi throughout the park.
Wow.
Everything you'd want there, and you have full access. Our boat launches, the Red River Waterway boat launches up and down the river. Most of them, we can handle 80 to 100 boats and trailer parking.
Wow.
We've got, they're all built basically for tournament type fishing. So they're multiple lane boat launches.
Wow.
All that. So then you can go from Natchitoches down to Alexandria. You've got a lot, you know, great downtown Alexandria, hotels down there, restaurants. And as you go down to Marksville and Avoyelles Parish, you've got more, you've got some Indian casinos down there, big places, golf courses, full activity range. But the, you know, Natchitoches, every Southern woman and most women in the country want to go see where Steel Magnolias is. I mean, that movie was like 30 some years ago, and it's still hardcore in Natchitoches. And you were asking about food down there. I mean, we've got some of the best, the home of the Louisiana meat pie, Lazion's Meat Pie Kitchen in Natchitoches, right downtown. Unbelievable. Mayu Steakhouse, Mama's and Papa's, Maglio's restaurants. These guys are all on the old historic riverfront.
Right.
And it's all locally owned stuff. So you know you're getting good food.
Good.
Mariners on the Lake. I mean, you don't come to Natchitoches and leave hungry or unsatisfied. Right. So, you know, if a lot of folks, you know, they all also have all these young kids playing sports, playing baseball, softball, or whatever. Natchitoches just built a $15 million youth sports complex.
Wow.
So we're getting all these tournaments. So, you know, if your kid's playing baseball, you come down here, you can stay at the RV park. They play their two games. You can go hit the river in the afternoon and go catch you a sack full of crappie, bass, catfish, whatever you want.
Right. So, we've been to Natchitoches. Me and my family have been there. That's where the Hall of Fame is, right?
The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
So you do have to stop by there, and you have to check that out because it has some very large shoes. And there's
I will say it was renamed Shackitoches for a weekend when a certain...
What was? That's awesome.
Shaquille O'Neal renamed the city Shackitoches when he was getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. But yeah.
And if you like Terry Bradshaw,
you
got to come check. I mean, there was... And I thought there was a car there.
Bo Dowden was just inducted this year, who won the Classic.
Yeah.
He's a Natchitoches native. Louisiana's... You know, just look at LSU. And I'm not an LSU guy, but LSU, football, basketball, all the sports... Right.
The sporting
activity down here is unbelievable. Athletes in every professional sports league, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, soccer, fishing, sports, Gritz Gresham, you know, all this stuff down there. So that museum is actually, it's the Northwest Louisiana History Museum and the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, but it's state-of-the-art, full electronic buy. You go click on the person's name and you get the videos and you get to see everything. So it's an immersive experience. So it's a great site.
Such a great site. I still remember, and it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've been there, and it's like, I was like, well, this is like, can we spend all day here? Yes, we can, but we might have to go eat.
Yeah, and they'll let you come back.
Yeah, that's right. So that takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, they have everything for crappie. You can come down here in Louisiana and catch all the game fish they have down here with Pico Lures. Soft, they got soft baits, they got hard baits, and all those you can catch, definitely catch fish down here. crappie bass, you name it.
And I think so, I saw a few of the anglers with the Pico lures.
Yeah, there's at least one guy walking around the thing. I was like, I took my camera. I was like, dude, we gotta have a selfie on this. But
don't like bragging about what lures they're fishing during the tournament. But
no, they don't like talking about that. But
they always tell the truth, is what I've learned in doing all these fishing.
Yeah, just
fishing
like
tournaments, they
just
tell
like
a lot of truth.
Just like gamblers, yeah. That you know, yeah, I won tonight, honey. Well, you won what you lost, but
I would
but
say
that's
they,
you
they,
won.
They build those big hotels on people that win, walk away with more money than they brought, right?
That's right. So you can check out Pico Lures at picolures.com. That also takes us to our other sponsor, which is Smith Consumer Products. And I brought this in. This is a real cool little, it's a Regal River. It's like a multi-tool, and it has everything. So a hook sharpener, scissors, you name it, knife sharpener, everything a Louisiana guy would want. And he can just put in his pocket, there he goes, and he can do everything with it.
I don't
it.
Know if you're a man in Louisiana that you don't have a knife in your or a tool in your pocket.
That's right. Or if you're from if you're from Arkansas, you might have a Smith's knife, too, in your pocket, too.
Oh, wow.
But we talked about this the other day on the show, but these are really cool, super light. But anyway, Smith has a whole line of products for anglers and everything. Just you have to go there. They got so much. You can check them out at smithproducts.com. And we're going to let you guys tell them if they want to find out more about down here in Louisiana, Sportsman's Paradise, if they're looking, where would they go?
The www.shreveportbossier.org.
Okay.
Shreveport Bossier or Bossier, Bossier.
Okay.
.org. So, that's where you can go to find out more leisure information on where to come in and stay. And we just want to welcome you to come to our area. We've got a couple of big events coming up. We mentioned the KBF Bass Fishing Nationals with Chad and Christy Hoover in a couple weekends. We also have the Super Retriever Series Crown Championship. So if you're a hunter, October the 15th through the 24th, we'll be having the top 150 retriever dogs here for about 9 days. So that's all free, open to the public, and it'll be over at the Louisiana Boardwalk and one of our local Firesome Plantations. At the same time, we'll also be having the UKC United Kennel Club Total Dog Invitational October the 21st through the 23rd. So, again, whether it's fishing or hunting or the outdoors, that's what I love about our region is we are sportsman's paradise for the country.
There we go.
All right. The Red River Waterway, you can go to our website, www.redriverwaterway.com. That has all our commissioners, all our work. So part of my, you know, the other part of my job is working with all our ports. So I work with bringing economic development to our ports and navigation. So luckily, you know, this waterway with the advent of the lock of dams, that's what created a lot of this great backwater fishing. So we're excited. You were talking about KBF and Caddo Lake or whatever. Well, you know, the great thing about kayaks is they get in parts of the river that these boats can't even think about.
Right.
And that's where they're catching, you know, those.
Yeah.
Everybody in a boat looks in there going, gosh, how do I get in there? These kayak guys, they just float their way right in, and they're hitting water that's never been touched. So we've got the mobile app, Red River Waterway, on either the Apple or Google Store. Facebook. You go to Facebook, we're posting constant updates. This morning, the day of the Crappie Expo, we have 125 high school, North Louisiana Bass Fishing High School going out of Grand Decor launch this morning. So 120 high school teams. I've never seen anything like the growth in high school and college bass fishing in the last couple of years. So we love those people because I always say, you know, we're here to bring money to our local economies.
Right.
And high school bass fishing, I say, is like a high school playing a team with a good marching band. It doesn't matter how good the football team is. Even a bad football team brings all the parents in the marching band. So they, the bad some parents don't even go watch their kids' blues every game. But mom and dad and grandma and grandpa all come to watch the marching band. And that's what happens with these high school teams. So we're really excited. The one thing, we're having the King Cat Cabela's King Cat National Catfish Championships November 5th and 6th in Natchitoches. So that's going to be a huge event down there. So, you know, multi-species. This is, I think we're having 3-species national championships on the river this year. So it's pretty exciting times.
Yeah, we're working with some folks on a national championship turtle fishing
competition.
So we'll get with you on that more, Brad.
You'll have to let us know there's someone out there.
That's the sports commission that's doing that. We have nothing to do with turtle fishing.
look at that. Nothing to do with turtle. And on that note...
Sorry.
We're going to have to cut them off. But it is the Sportsman's Paradise. You definitely have to come down here. And as you can tell, these guys, you know, everyone, the community and all the businesses, you know, they want you to come down. And they basically, Southern hospitality, that's what you can get down here. And that's what we love to see. And as anglers, that's what we love to come in. And we do like spending our money with people that appreciate us coming in the area and having the facilities. You guys have the facilities, so that's a great.
And I'll add one thing. I know we're running out, but yeah, I've been the Classic now for 5 or 6 years, Bassmaster Classic.
Right.
And it doesn't matter where it's at, whether it's South Carolina, Knoxville, Houston. I think one out of every three people comes up to me, and they're from this region. They're right. From that Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. It's like, this is the heart of it, and they're going. Doesn't matter if you're going halfway across the country, they're going to show up, ask for our bottle of hot sauce,
right,
and take one with them from every show.
There you go. That's what you have. And like I always end the show with, I always tell people to keep their hooks sharp and their lures in the water. Thank you, man.
No problem.